It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Fade it up, Rick, because we are winners yet again!
Why would you bet anything else?
You know when we play this? When Mike Trout doubles and Anthony Rendon drives him home. Great job by the YouTubers.
2-0.
Ken, you were wiling out just now. You were going nuts.
I feel like I mean, it's one thing to make a bet of your own volition and win, and it's like, you know, money won twice as sweet as money earned, all that crap. Money won based on a YouTube vote definitely feels a lot freer, feels a lot more like found money than everything else. It's awesome.
Told you, it's only juice if you lose. We win! By the way, at my local, I laid minus 150.
It happens. Listen, but it doesn't matter if you win.
All right, so great job, YouTube. We appreciate your youtube.com/Odyssey Sports for the winner. Yes, there will be a run. We need like the Daniel Bryan also. Yes, there was a run in the first inning. Mike Trout doubles. Anthony Rendon drives him home. And we are winners. So that is great. Hopefully we get 9 more runs to at least push the full game total. Okay, we'll have some wagertainment to close the show. Laughs. It's going to be awesome. But for right now, let's welcome in one of our stalwart guests here on You Better You Bet Talking NHL, our friend Chris Abbott from Cool Bet Canada. He is on Twitter at Cool Bet Chris. Chris spelled K-R-I-S, one of the most knowledgeable hockey minds out there, one of the most knowledgeable hockey bettors out there. Chris, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Thursday. How are we feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling great now that I'm back at the home of wagertainment with the two kings. How's it going, boys? I love the first inning bet. That is the most D-gen play there is. That's right up there with heads or tails at the Super Bowl. Absolutely love it.
I mean, you know what makes it even more degen, Chris, is when you're not even the one making the bet, when you get a large group of degenerates to make the decision for you, and then you bet it, and you literally never lose. I think that's the definition of wagertainment, actually. Farm out the betting decisions to somebody else and just win literally every single bet. How have things been going with you, though? How has the hockey betting been going? I know Nick and I, you know, less locked into hockey with the NCAA tournament going on, much like probably a lot of our viewers and a lot of our listeners. You know, kind of how has the hockey betting been treating you?
Hockey's been up and down, man. It's been a tough year for it. I think now we've seen the teams separate for a while, but now we're starting to see teams as we get closer to the trade deadline start to sell off some pieces. So there's going to be even more of a discrepancy between the good and the bad teams a lot of nights. So that's one of the things that I'll be watching as we go forward here. But it's been going pretty well. And I mean, baseball's been going great too. I've got the over in that Jays Angels game, so I'm happy with that that first inning double and RBI single as well.
Yes, and let's get some more runs, please, for sure. Chris, so you mentioned the trade deadline, right? And we saw a big time trade on Wednesday in the National Hockey League. The Islanders swing in for the fences with acquiring Zajac and Palmieri from the New Jersey Devils. So what have we seen from the trade deadline already? What are you expecting to see kind of like, and the ripple effect, right, of the deal that Lou Lamoriello swung for the New York Islanders?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge deal. And I mean, the Islanders are up as we speak right now, 2-0, 7 minutes into the first period. So obviously paying dividends already, although they are playing the hapless Philadelphia Flyers, who, by the way, if you're looking to fade a team down the stretch, my goodness, has Philly been bad. But incidentally, with that trade, I faded New Jersey tonight and I took the over in their game. New Jersey's up 2-1 in Buffalo 10 minutes in. So we got lots of goals early on. But what do I see for the fallout? I see this really helping the Islanders. Those are two legit players that are going to walk into their top nine and make a huge difference. Like Kyle Palmieri is a goal scorer that the Islanders need, especially with the loss of Anders Lee. So this is absolutely huge. Travis Zajac, just the veteran. It's going to be so weird to see him playing for a team that's not the New Jersey Devils, where he's been since, I feel like he's been there since I was like 10 years old. I mean, I know he hasn't been there that long, but it certainly feels that way. So it's a huge move for the Islanders. I think that vaults them right into the top of that division now. I think Boston's got a lot of injuries and they've got some goaltender troubles. Washington, yeah, they're going to be there. But after that, I think, you know, it's the Islanders in that division. So I think that's absolutely huge for the New York Islanders.
Chris, normally I wouldn't do the bad teams this early, but you kind of alluded to it, and I guess it's topical with trade deadline and player movement. You mentioned Philly as a team you wanted to fade recently, and that asked you about the Islanders. You know, give me some teams where recent movement or, you know, recent unloading of parts. We see this in the NBA now, right, with guys resting every night. Superstars are now out perpetually, basically, for a long period of time. Are there a few teams recently, for people that haven't been betting hockey recently, that are like dead fades now, and they're going to be huge underdogs in every game, but the teams you absolutely want to stay away from?
Yeah, well, one of those teams is the Calgary Flames. They haven't unloaded anyone yet, but they've gone absolutely in the tank. And I know that's a team that on this show I said a number of times during the year, like, they're going to get there. They're too good, and they just haven't. And everything's completely fallen apart with the Calgary Flames. So they're a team that I believe will be trading off pieces at the deadline. They haven't started to do it yet, but they've started the losing already. And there's good value betting against the Calgary Flames. Other teams, I think the Dallas Stars thought they were going to have a better year than they did. I can see them moving some veteran pieces as we go on here. They're one of the least valuable teams to bet on. You know, when you do that whole, you know, if you put $100 on each of these teams' games, Dallas is right at the bottom of the league. So they're a team that might be worth a fade as we go on here, especially in a really bad Central Division where we're pretty much, you know, outside of Florida, Carolina, and Tampa Bay, it's anyone's game. So I think you'll get good value against a team like Dallas for the most part. I can see the Columbus Blue Jackets making some moves. They haven't yet. We're still about a week away. Well, Monday, I guess, not even a week, just a few days.
What's going on with Patrick Laine, by the way, in Columbus? But they've kind of been super disappointing, right, since that trade was made, bringing Laine over.
Yeah, so the trade with him, I mean, he showed this in Winnipeg, too. He disappeared for months and months on end. Like, the, you know, the prototypical guy on the milk carton. Like, where did he go? When he's at the top of his game, he plays great. But it seems like he needs to be catered to be at the top of his game. And it seems like if he's not, you know, 100% comfortable, he doesn't perform. And to put him in that situation with John Tortorella, who certainly wasn't going to coddle him at all at the beginning, it probably had disaster written all over it, to be completely honest. You know, he was an unhappy player in Winnipeg. He wanted out. Usually when those guys say they want out, they want into a bigger market. He goes to Columbus, Ohio. No offense to Columbus, Ohio, one of the best sports towns in your fine country. But it's certainly, you know, it's not one of the bigger centers. So I think that might have put him off to begin with. And he kind of butt heads with Tortorella at first. And yeah, I'm really surprised with the way things have gone in Columbus this year. They've just they haven't really been able to put it together, even though they've got some real bright players on that team, and they had a good run in the playoffs last year. So it is disappointing to see how things have turned out with that trade. And even Jack Roslovic, who was the other player in that trade, he's from Columbus. He started off a house of fire, and then he was a healthy scratch this week. So, yeah, I saw an article that asked if John Tortorella was trying to get fired. And sometimes you got to ask that question. I mean, those guys get guaranteed money if they get fired. I can't see him doing that, but that's how bad it's gone for the Blue Jackets.
Chris, I can tell you that as a Rangers fan here in New York, we had that conversation about John Tortorella more than a couple times when he was the head coach of the New York Rangers. It is You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking NHL betting with our good buddy Chris Abbott at CoolBetChris on Twitter from CoolBet up in Canada. Chris, what about the Minnesota Wild, right? 50 points right now, third place in the Western Division, recent victory over Colorado, right, who's leading the division, maybe the favorite to win the Stanley Cup. What about Minnesota as a legit Stanley Cup contender? Are you buying the Wild?
Laid an absolute beating on the Avalanche last night. I love this team. I do. But the problem is they've got to get out of a division with the Colorado Avalanche in it and the Vegas Golden Knights. So it's going to be really, really hard. I like this Wild team. They're plus about 1,600, I think, last time I checked, to win the Stanley Cup. I think that's a little bit short, to be honest, considering what they've got to go through just to get to the semifinals. But I think they're a team definitely to watch for, you know, money line bets as we go on here. I think they're a little bit sneaky, and they can step up and be the team. Now, a few weeks ago, they played in Colorado, I think, two games back-to-back, and I like them as a road heavy underdog, and they got absolutely trounced. So I think the Colorado Avalanche are the best team in the league. I don't even know that it's close right now. And, you know, I think just from futures in that division, it's hard to take anybody else.
Chris, I know a lot of people are still, especially casual hockey fans or casual bettors, are going to look at, you know, when the playoffs start out, Tampa Bay Lightning. Like, I know them. They've won before. Maybe I'll just kind of fire in a bet on them again. But they kind of have trouble in their own division, right? How do you kind of see that division shaking out? And what's your assessment of Tampa maybe getting Kucherov back as we go to the playoffs?
Well, getting Kucherov would be, you know, an absolutely outstanding add for them, even if he hadn't played all year. I mean, they certainly, if you watch them play without Vasilevsky in the lineup, and obviously Kucherov's been out all year, they're a very beatable team. Vasilevsky's one of, if not the best goaltenders in the league. And he covers up a lot of mistakes for that team. And you see it when he sits out at night. They usually end up losing or end up in a game closer than they should be. So I'm not totally sold on this Tampa Bay Lightning team. I actually think that the Carolina Hurricanes in that division are the most complete team. They recently got their goaltender back, Peter Mrazek, who's been injured most of the season. And those guys have just made do with option B and C, all the while waiting for Mrazek to get back and healthy. So if that Carolina team stays healthy, I expect them maybe to add a body or two here at the deadline. And I think they could be you know, a sneaky threat coming out of that division when, you know, a lot of people like Tampa and the Florida Panthers. I like the Carolina Hurricanes there. So I wouldn't be buying Tampa, especially right now. They're, you know, depending where you shop, they're a favorite or a co-favorite with the Maple Leafs. So I think the Avalanche aren't getting quite the betting respect they deserve. Now they're right on the tails of those teams. And I think Carolina is a great long shot in that central division.
Chris, what about my New York Rangers? What does the future hold for them?
Well, Nick, you know, it's funny. I had this conversation with Ken and Mark a few times when you were off, and we all know that Mark loves the Rangers as well. We thought they were going to be really good this year, and they started off slowly, but they've been making some noise lately. And, you know, maybe we were a year ahead of thinking that it was going to be, you know, their time to really make some noise, but they're still looking for a playoff spot. I think if this young team that they've got can get some playoff experience this season, especially their young goaltenders, it would be, you know, absolutely huge for them. I think in the next year or two, we're talking about the Rangers in the final four, for sure. I definitely think we are. And listen, it's like anything. When the Leafs are good, it's good for the league. When the Rangers are good, it's really good for the league. So, you know, here's hoping that they do. I really like their young nucleus, and they've got some, you know, guys who are in the middle of their careers, like Artemi Panarin and Mika Zibanejad, who are really coming into their own and dominating some nights. So you put that with a lot of the young talent and skill that they have. I'm a huge fan of the Rangers and what they're going to bring in the next couple of seasons.
Chris, we have about a couple minutes left. My last question, any kind of player-specific or team-specific angle coming up? Could be tonight, could be tomorrow or the next week or so. Maybe it's a goalie that's getting hot really soon and you want to take advantage of that, play on that team. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's an injured player and the effect that's going to have on a team. Any kind of team-specific betting angle that people can take advantage of coming up here in the near future?
Yeah, I look at the Boston Bruins for one. Like, they're a team that they've always been able to bet on and rely on. They're dealing with a lot right now. Injuries on the back end. They're using their third and fourth string goaltenders. So it's tough for Boston right now. So what I would look for games with them is totals to go under, because they were having trouble scoring to begin with. And I think they're really going to have to play a strong defensive game just to be in games. So I'd look for that. And then maybe to fade them on the money line at times if you can get a decent price with them as a favorite or, you know, as a pick 'em, as a lot of games are in that division. Something else I think to look forward to is Toronto's got to lose a game here soon. They've been absolutely on fire. Jack Campbell has been a great story for anyone who's following along, American goaltender. You know, he was drafted in Dallas. He had to play behind some guys. He was in L.A. He was behind Jonathan Quick. And in Toronto, he was behind Freddie Anderson. Anderson's been hurt, and Campbell's rattled off 10 wins in a row to start his Maple Leafs career, and that's something that no player has ever done for the Toronto Maple Leafs, which is a franchise that's been around for over 100 years. So it's a really good story, but from a betting perspective, the Leafs are big favorites every night, and they're going to lose a game at some point. So I think getting ready to find a spot for the Leafs to lose pretty soon is something I'd be looking for.
Chris, we literally have like 15 seconds left. We have two NHL games that are yet to start, including one in 4 minutes. Anything for you? Predators minus 145 at the Red Wings. Blackhawks and Stars minus 110 either way from Chicago in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just touched on Dallas. I'd take the Hawks tonight for sure as a home slight dog. I'd stay away from Nashville, Detroit. I've seen it as low as 5, though. Maybe go over on the total.
All right, that's our buddy Chris Abbott. Yeah, 5 is the total there, minus 130 to the over. Chris, we appreciate you. Check him out at Cool Bet Chris. Check out Cool Bet Canada. My man, we will talk to you soon. Good luck, and be good.
Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to talking soon.
That is our friend Chris Abbott here on You Better, You Bet. That was one of those where I kind of like talked myself into a corner and I had nothing else to say, so I was just like, be good.
It's okay. We will zippity doo dah. See you later, buddy.
I forgot who Will was. And in my head, I was thinking, like, do I just be like, we'll be back after this? I was like, I just forgot the guest name. Anyway, We'll close the show with some wagertainment on the other side.
Download the radio.com app today. And-